If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Hey, hey, and welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thanks so much for hanging out. I appreciate you, especially all of you that are listening here on Spotify or on Apple. We do have a YouTube page. If you haven't subscribed yet, I would love it if you did. Just go and search House of L podcast, and you will find a lot of the Bears content. I put it on both, but if you want to see the videos, you can go to the YouTube page and check everything out. I want to talk about Fantastic Four. I went and saw it this weekend, and I loved it. I loved it. And there haven't been a lot of Marvel movies that I've loved over the past couple of years. There are ones that I've thought were interesting or good or moving things along in whatever storyline they wanted to move along. This one I loved. I thought it was very well done for a lot of reasons, and I wanted to tell you some of them. And now that the movie's been out for a little bit, hopefully I won't spoil it for you, but I'll speak to the stuff that you've seen in the trailers. How about that? And just kind of talk about overall tone. In the Fantastic Four movies, whenever Sony Marvel has tried to do a Fantastic Four movie, they get a couple things wrong that if you are a hardcore fan of Fantastic Four, and I wouldn't call myself hardcore. I'm close, but I'm not a hardcore Fantastic Four fan. There's some stuff that you have to get right. One of those things is Galactus. You have to get that right. In the previous iterations of Fantastic Four, they have struggled to get Galactus right. There's one was like, he's a cloud. And I know that the technology is not great to help make a character like that from a scale standpoint. It's difficult to make a character like that stand out. And I thought that this movie did that. It was really well done. And the other thing about Galactus in this movie is that Galactus is often billed as a villain. And I don't think Galactus is a villain. I think he is fairly neutral from a moral standpoint. His function is to consume and to eat. And I know that there have been different versions of Galactus, like the way that he is, but for the most part, the Galactus that I would read about is a guy that's just hungry. Like, to really break it down, he's just hungry and he's tired. He's tired of being hungry. So that plays into this movie. But I thought that from a scale standpoint, they handled it really well, and it was enjoyable. Another thing that I thought that they got right, Ben Grimm and his connection to not just New York City, but to the Jewish community in New York City is really important to the story of Fantastic Four. And I thought that this movie did a great job of showing his connection. And what I thought was super interesting is we didn't spend a lot of time with woe is me, Ben Grimm. In almost every other iteration of Fantastic Four, there's a lot of time spent on Ben and what he looks like and him working through what the changes in him have done to him cosmetically. There wasn't a lot of that in this. He was just existing. And I thought that was a cool message too. That the thing was just living his life and trying to be a good friend to Sue and Reed and Johnny and trying to be a good role model in the community. The 828, because that's the universe that this story takes place in. The 828 universe is really unique. And you probably pick that up from the trailers of the movie, that it looks different, which seemingly is on purpose. And that universe acts different. It acts different towards superheroes and in the Fantastic Four. They are revered. They are out. Everyone knows who they are. They know where the Baxter Building is. And there is like a 1950s, 1960s aesthetic to it. But that aesthetic seems to be in a place where everyone is seemingly equal. And it's both, it looks old, like it was in the past, but it also is really good about the sci-fi, and that even though society from an aesthetic standpoint is in a place that looks like a television show from the 70s that talks about the future, it really, like the Fantastic Four and the society at large is a scientific society that can grasp a lot of concepts. And I thought that was a really interesting choice for how to grow that universe and make it look like all of the things that we now here will say that we want with actual equality and science and a reverence for science and exploration. It's a cool universe that they have created over there.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Two more things. I think I said three things. It was actually four. Two more things that I think are important. Number three is Reed Richards himself. In reading Reed Richards, in watching different versions of Reed Richards, now that we have a name for it, I recognize, like, because when I was little and reading it, I was like, you know, Reed's a little different. And now I recognize it. Pedro Pascal did a great job of playing Reed Richards as a neurodivergent. And I appreciated that. Because it just, sometimes when we do sci-fi and we have the really, really smart people, there's a tendency to make them more, try to make them the coolest person in the room along with being the smartest person in the room, and not talking about some of the ways that their gifts might not allow them to be as close to people as they want to be. And we saw that with Reed Richards in this. I thought it was so great that they didn't run away from the fact that Reed is a genius and Reed is ahead of nearly everybody when it comes to understanding problems and problem solving. But they went a long way to make the point of him being neurodivergent, and I thought it was great. I loved it. And he even speaks to it at one point in the movie. There are actual words where he talks about how he can't emote and he can't give Sue some of the stuff that she needs. And what's cool about that is that Vanessa Kirby and Pedro Pascal, as human beings, are tight. And she has done a great job whenever they have worked together to help with some of his anxiety. And so seeing it play out in real life with those two, and then seeing it play out on the screen with their characters, and Vanessa Kirby's like nurturing nature, is a really good casting of her as Sue Storm. Which brings me to the last thing that I want to say I was really impressed by. They got her level of power right. Sue Richards is one of the most powerful characters in Marvel. And because of how she is packaged and because of our predisposed notions of some of the women in comic books, we don't give her the respect, in my opinion, that she deserves. This movie did that. She was properly powered in this movie. And it made a lot of sense the way that they did it. They also created a real family with the four of them. You felt like they were a real tight group of people. And they didn't have to do much to do that. I don't think they forced it. I don't think they oversold it. It's just like, yeah, these four are tight. Like, they're family. And I thought it was really great. The post-credit scenes, the mid-credit scene is the thing that everyone will want. And it is worth discussing at a later point when more people have seen the movie. The post credit scene is just fun. And I like that. If this is the universe that we're now going to get, if this is the direction that they're going to go into where it's more introspective, and Thunderbolts and Fantastic Four have been more introspective. We've gotten back to telling the stories of the people involved in the group, and less of kind of the big cosmic stuff. Now, we're talking about, you know, Galactus and Silver Surfer with the power cosmic, but that story is mostly about the relationships of the people inside the Fantastic Four. And obviously Thunderbolts was all about that, all about how different people think anxiety. Like there, between the two movies, you get, I think you get a fairer reflection of different types of ways of thinking and feeling than you usually get from a comic book movie. And honestly, most movies. Highest recommendation, man. Highest. It's so good. It's one of those movies that I plan on seeing multiple times. Like Sinners. I've seen Sinners now 5 times. I hope it wins all the awards. But Fantastic Four, First Steps is excellent. Highest recommendation. Go see it. Go watch it. Go dissect it. Email me, houseoflpodcast@gmail.com if you want to discuss it. It's really, really good. I hope you enjoy it. And I hope you enjoyed this pod. I'll talk to you next time. Peace.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.